The Guardian.
I'm a 4x100m relay runner alongside a sprinter, so 100, 200 metres, and during the indoor season, 60 metres also. So it's just all the short sprints for me.
And can we describe you as a medal hopeful?
Why not? I think that anybody who actually goes out to the Olympics has, you know, the best chance as anybody else. I also think that when you get there, it's down to your self-belief and what you can go out there and do. And I believe I can go out there and progress as far as I can, or as progress as far as I'd want to go to, you know, and if I want it that much on the day, then why not?
The big story, of course, has been about drugs in athletics. Have you had drug tests already?
Yeah, I've been drugs tested at least twice a month easily. They come to my house, I get tested at competitions, so for me it's part and parcel of the sport. You know, I champion it. I believe that everybody should be drug tested regularly, and you know, it's there to make the sport cleaner, so it's not something that I complain or moan about. So I think this year already I'm probably on about 10 tests easily, so you know, everything obviously has come back clear and positive and negative even, so I'm pretty happy with the results from that.
What do you think of the way the tests are carried out?
Good, professional, stringent, strict, and the rules, you know, are very, very strict. We've got a testing regime that we've got in Beijing that's absolutely, it's just strict, you know, and we've had to tell them where we're going to be every single day for 4 hours at a time, so if they need to find us, they will locate us.
Do you feel sorry for Dwayne Chambers?
As it stands at the moment, no. I think that Dwayne has learned a very, very big lesson, and I do believe if Dwayne did want to fight the bylaw, it's something that he should have done when he came back in the first instance, not left it to the last minute, because it's just moved the focus away from the athletes and the performances into something that was a lot darker and a lot, you know, not good for the sport. So I think Dwayne, yes, he's learned a big lesson, and he knew what he was doing when he's taking drugs, so you know, unfortunately that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Athletes or sports people in general are always really superstitious.
Yes, very superstitious. I don't have any lucky knickers or anything like that, but I do carry a small red Bible in my bag. A small red Bible in my bag, always. You know, it's just there. It's absolutely in pieces, but it's just in the bag, intact, and not necessarily a lucky charm, but something that, you know, it's a big part of my faith and I carry it with me.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.